Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Jim Byrds.
Hello, folks.
And by Zevac and Lindsay CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Richard Lindsay.
Well, hello, folks.
Well, it's springtime, Richard.
Hallelujah.
Everybody's kind of getting out, they're getting back active and stuff, but what I want to talk about a little bit today is the two main sources of people's retirement income is their investments in Social Security, right?
Okay.
And I've been telling people about the market downturn, the market and stuff, and, you know, and the market's done well, and people kind of skeptic. Well, here's proof of the pudding.
All right.
Okay? Now, when quantitative easing, the market, we took a look at the market from November 24, 2008 to October 22, 2014, the overall performance of the market was 104.65%.
Okay?
All right? Now, the overall gains during these periods without quantum easing, without the government supporting the market, was negative 27.46%, folks.
Really?
Now, if that's not handwriting on the wall, I can't put it any other way. The government has supported the market by buying these bonds, printing money and buying the bonds. In any instance of stopping that or slowing that down, the market reacts negatively. So, but they can't do that forever. We can't print money forever, folks. So, you know, I just want people to understand that. But what I really want to talk about today, Richard, is Social Security. You know, I think it's about 45% of the people, Social Security is their only source of retirement in this country.
That makes it tough.
And we know that Social Security benefits are more modest than many people realize, because the Social Security benefit for 2012 averaged $1,234 a month, or about $14,800 a year. And, you know, that's what you expect to get.
Sounds like slim pickings to me.
It is.
Alpo time.
It is. And people don't understand that, you know, it's there and it's good. But I didn't know this, that the United States ranks 30th among 34 developed countries in the percentage of median workers' earnings that the public pension system replaces. 30th out of 34th.
Well, so the question is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well,
you start looking at some of the Western European countries, Greece, that contribute an awful lot of government funds both to the quote-unquote active worker and to the retirement. And pretty soon then the you've got 60% of the people on the government dole.
Yes, sir.
And so basically when that happens, then the 40% got to kick in enough money to pay for everybody else. And that gets pretty darn tough. And you start trying to take away these little things that they've got. And that's why they had riots in the streets, was it last year or year before?
Yeah. And it's going to get worse, according to a lot of people. And I'm not a biblical scholar by no means, but there's a lot of people that are planning for that, Richard, down the road. So
yeah.
I don't know. But I do know this, that without Social Security benefits, more than 40% of Americans age 65 and over would have incomes below the federal poverty line.
Yep.
Okay, that's pretty tough, isn't it? 90% of people age 65 or older receive some income from Social Security.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just a matter of fact with Social Security. When people come in there to see me, and it's part of their planning, and a lot of people take it at 62, and I'm not going to get in that bait today whether take it 62 or later, but you can't draw your full income to 67. I mean, you're
right.
Going to be taxed on it, so until after 66. So I'm going to take mine at 70.
Well, that's my goal too, Jim. You know, one of the problems that are one of the common retirement mistake, if you're planning mistake, if you will, is not realizing how much money you're actually going to need in retirement.
Right.
It used to be that there was a general rule of thumb that you could get by with 60 to 80% of your working income during retirement. And of course, it also used to be that retirement was only like 5 years long. So the fact that now retirements are 20, 25, 30 years long, now that dictates you having more money. Plus, everybody's retirement differs some. You know, the guy that wants to sit on his front porch and whittle a block of wood and watch the traffic go by, maybe his retirement expenses aren't that much. But the couple that wants to get out and travel and see the world and either tour in a motorhome or go on cruises, now their retirement expenses might be a little higher. So it behooves everyone when you're planning for retirement to actually to think about what your expenses might be, what your individual expenses might be, because it's going to and to plan for that long time. Because if you're planning for 5 years versus 30 years, that's a lot of difference. And to me personally, I'm not a financial advisor, I'm just a CPA, but to me personally, that's one of the great benefits to having an annuity that you can rely on to give you a fixed income for the rest of your life.
Well, annuities are more popular than they've ever been, but here's another fact, Richard, and you know this. The cost of living last year, you know, you had a cost of living in Social Security, and it, you know, doesn't always get it.
Right.
But last year, it went up by $19. Okay.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, yeah. Retired worker went to $1,294 a month on that. And you got to ask yourself, you know, is taxes inflation, is that enough to cover? And it, we know it's not. I mean, it's barely by a third of a week groceries probably, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, the of course, the problem is the increase in Social Security is dependent upon a chain CPI index, and they've kind of revamped that a little bit to allow the government basically to reduce the level of inflation that they use when they're deciding how much to increase Social Security benefits.
That's another Obama
law,
folks. But here's one other last thing on that point. The maximum possible benefit a retiree can claim at full retirement in 2014 is $2,642. That's the maximum you can get in Social Security, no matter how much you make.
Right.
So, you know, and the two main phases of people's retirement, folks, is your own investments and your Social Security. So we're going to talk about, you know, some of this in just a minute, and we'll go over some of the things. But we wanted people to encourage them right now, Laurie, to call us if they've got questions or they have any concerns at all on Social Security or the taxes, call me or Richard.
They offer a complimentary consultation. Both of you do. You may call Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
625-1226.
That is 625-1226. Or if you're outside of the area, toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Just say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to take advantage of that complimentary consultation.
A lot of people are.
And Richard, you also offer that same consultation at Zivak & Lindsay CPAs. They may call you.
That's right, Laura. They just have to call us at 633-4070.
633-4070. And you can also do telephone consultations.
That's right. We have a lot of clients, for instance, sitting on the Eastern Shore, because our office is out in West Mobile, that for some reason or other, they just don't like to drive that far. They don't like to cross the bay and come over to West Mobile. We have a lot of clients like that, and we set up that consultation on the phone. Again, in order to set up the consultation, whether the consultation's in person or over the phone, just call the office at 633-4070.
Very good.
And I've had three people this week, Richard, that's going to call you. Now, I never know if they do, but they said they're going to call you.
Good.
Call you. But I want to go back to the subject matter. Now, we've got two sources of income. We got our stuff, and we got Social Security. Social Security, we've got no control over. You know, it is what it is, and we get what we get. Okay, but our stuff, but something that shocked me, Richard, is that the average retiree today has only $25,000 in savings. assets, and that's excluding their home or any pension plan. But
right,
$25,000. So it only makes sense, folks. If you listen, you've got to protect that money. You can't go to market risk. We've seen how volatile the market's been lately. It's up and down like a top, and a lot of experts believe it's going to be down. George Soros came on one of the shows just this past week and said that he's pulling all his stuff out of the market. Okay, he's a wealthy investor because he feels like the market's going to crash. But now, I don't know. I'm not an expert on whether the market's going to crash or not. But why take that risk? Now, you can't go safety, go put your money in CD rates and savings account rates and money market rates and get nothing. People laugh at that. But what you can do, and people don't realize, is that you can get market returns without risk. And the hybrid annuities and different accounts like that, a managed money account that I use is paying 6 to 7%, never had a losing year. I got life insurance that's completely liquid. It's paying 5, 6% interest on that. And I've got annuities that you can get double-digit returns without risk, and my clients love it. I have millions of dollars of my clients' money, and anybody that's been to our client appreciation sees that I have 400 or 500 clients that are very happy. So you can do that, folks, without taking risk, but you've got to protect your money. That's all I'm saying. It's a sad situation to come out of after the fact and the market's dropped. People, I don't. What are we going to do? And it's too late at that point.
Oh, absolutely. If you wait until after the market has reacted, you'd be like you were awful lot of people were in 2008 when they saw 40% of their wealth just disappear.
I'm going to tell you something now, Richard. I did not know till this week that we punish dual-earning households.
Yes, we do.
And you knew that. I didn't know that. It says that the Social Security program, in a way, rewards marriages by providing spouses with retirement and survivor benefits to husband and wife, even if one spouse never worked.
Yes.
And my ex-wife never worked. She draws off my money, so I understand that. It didn't affect mine either.
Right.
Okay. But what I did not know, let me find it. Okay, hold on, folks. I'm sorry. It comes down the way spousal benefits are awarded. If a person at full retirement age has never worked or paid Social Security tax but is married to someone who did, that person is still entitled to receive benefits up to 50% of the payments being awarded to the spouse and 100% if their spouse passes away. But if both spouses worked and one person earned much more, the benefits of a lower-earning spouse will be topped off to equal at least half of the payments being paid to the higher-earning spouse. Say the husband earned benefits equal to $20,000, wife entitled to receive $10,000 benefits, even if she only receives $5,000 based on her own work record. But in households where both spouses earn roughly the same income, each person only receives the benefits they earned through their work history and the taxes they paid, getting no boost from their spouses. Did you know that, Richard?
Yeah, basically, it piggybacks on one of the things that I was reading an awful lot about this week, because I've read two or three articles this week about the file and suspend rules, and a lot of that revolves around those kind of minutia, looking at the advantages of having one spouse file for Social Security at, say, regular retirement age, 66, 67, but then immediately suspend their benefits. And what that does, because they filed, if they're still married, then it allows their spouse to come in and request benefits based on half of the spouse that earned more, based on their earnings, even if they're just 66 or something like that. And so they can earn a few years worth of benefits, and then typically what the suggestion is that when the higher earning spouse reaches age 70, then basically they've gotten an 8% boost in their retirement benefits through Social Security. Then they start taking them, and then at that time, then the lower earning spouse switches over to either collecting on their benefits or continuing to collect on half of the spouses, whichever one they earn more on, and some of this just allows a flexibility in being able to maximize benefits. So one of the things that happens, for instance, in Social Security, if you don't go in and claim your benefits, and then all of a sudden you decide, well, I want it, you can go back and collect 6 months worth of prior benefits that you were eligible for. But if you've gone in and claimed the benefits but then suspended them, you can go back all the way to the time that you claimed them.
Wow.
So, yeah. For instance, let's say you've got a husband and wife, and one of them filed and suspended, and one of them's collecting, and then they discover cancer. Okay, well now that other spouse, let's just say it's the higher earning spouse, they can go in and they can, because now they've decided, okay, well I'm not going to live to 95, so let's go back and get all the benefits that I could have gotten starting at 67. Let's get them now, and then going forward I'll get what I can, and you know, it allows you to, that flexibility, and the flexibility is there. Even if you're single, you've got that option of going back and collecting the benefits from retirement age as opposed to just a 6 month period.
And we cover some of that in a seminar, Nine Common Mistakes Many Retirees Make. But that is, we don't cover in depth Social Security. I'm thinking about doing some seminars, folks, on that. But I learned something this week. Amazing. Now, you know about estate taxes, right?
Sure.
Right now, the exemption is $6 million, and we know that probably going to be lowered because the government needs money. But it's a $6 million exemption on estate taxes. And the only way that you can get money out of your estate is you got to do an irrevocable trust and get it out of your estate and have no ownership of it at all and no control of it.
Correct.
Okay? But I have found out a system that somebody has devised, and it's through Lincoln through a life insurance plan, that you can do an irrevocable trust and still come out and take the money out of it, out of the plan. And I presented that to one of my bigger clients who's coming in this next week to talk about it. But it's so new that I don't know all the details of it yet, but how it works. But you can do it. Hmm. You can come back and borrow that money back out of the thing. So, and it's like having your cake and eat it too. So there's not a lot of people out there with 6 million or more estates, but there are. And if you have one, you're listening to that, you need to come talk to us. If nothing else, it's worth that, listening to that.
Yes, it is. You can either get an invitation to a seminar or get a complimentary consultation. Simply call, say you heard it on the radio, for Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. And for Richard Lindsay of Zivak & Lindsay CPAs.
633-4070.
633-4070. You're listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy.
You know, Jim, one of the other things that an awful lot of people make the mistake about when we're looking in retirement, unless, of course, you retire just on Social Security, that you believe your taxes ought to go down. And these days, it most often just doesn't happen. And part of the reason is, well, tax rates have gone up for some people. The other thing, reason it doesn't happen is we need instead of relying on 60% or 80% of our income, we're really looking at 80 to 90% of our income. Actually, when my father retired, I remembered, because he was working a little bit and he got his retirement pension from the Air Force, and my mother was working, and then she retired. They were making more money in retirement than he did when he was working.
I have people doing that.
You know, so it happens. So taxes don't go down. And it's something that you need to plan for, you need to be aware of. We believe it's quite likely or quite possible that tax rates could go up again. Now, certainly, our congressman and our friend Bradley Byrne, that he's going to fight against that. But there are forces at work that we need to consider and we need to be aware of. We can't rely on that as a given that our taxes are going to go down. If we do that, it's a mistake.
Well, you're right, Richard. Absolutely right. And the problem is, I mean, you got taxes, inflation, they're going to be here.
Yes.
Okay. We're probably going to have double-digit inflation down the road because it's all tied into this stimulus plan that the government's been doing for, you know, to keep the markets up and everything up. And we know that's going to end at some point. But you don't have to sit out there and take risks in the market. If you're within 5 years of retirement, you might need to shore up and get something more conservative if you're entirely in the market. Because here's what the fact of it. It took people, in 2008, it took them about 5 or 6 years to break even from the losses that they had in 2008.
Oh, yeah, at least.
So if you're drawing money in that time being, you're in a worse hole. It's going to take you longer to recoup. You may never recoup. I had some people that never did. But what they don't understand is they don't have to take that risk. There's alternatives out there to get market-like returns without any risk at all, and just smile. My clients are not worried one bit. When the market drops, doesn't bother them one bit because they know they're in something that's going to pay them a minimum return, and then when the market does good, they're going to get even more.
Right. And let me try to put it in a couple of different terms. I know as a financial advisor, you have difficulty saying some of these things. In the market, if you're a really good investor, maybe you're just really lucky, you can get 20, 30, maybe even a 40% return on your investment. The problem is if you're unlucky or if you got bad timing, you can lose 40%. And so the question is, if you're close to retirement age or if you're in retirement age, you really don't have the time to make up that 40% loss. So the question is it worth the risk to try to get that 40%, or are you really better off going after something safer and something a little more moderate, 8-10%, and being able to rely on that and being able to grow your money a little bit above inflation, keep it, not lose your money as you're heading into retirement?
And that's a big issue, more than you even know. And see, people are hesitant to change when the market's doing good as it's doing. And it's hard for me to keep telling people that the market, and the experts are saying the market's going to drop, but they're making 124%, on the money. It's just hard to believe. But it's going to happen, folks. And you've seen the big volatile changes. The market can drop 100 points at the whim, and the Japan economy is going backward again now. There's a lot of things going on. We get a little bit of news about jobs are better, and it's done in years. Well, that's because it's been so poor in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
But, you're getting mixed views from the government from what's going on. But bottom line, as you look at your money, is your money growing enough? Can you endure a loss in the market if it does go down? Are you drawing income? Are you dependent upon income of that money? Or you just want to leave it to your heirs? I have a lot of people come in and say, I don't want this money. I want to leave it, and I want to make sure that it's protected.
And, Jim, you're not anti-stock market, but you don't want people to risk what they cannot afford to lose.
Absolutely. Thank you, Laura.
Play in the market, but let's keep something safe so that you can enjoy the rest of your years and pass something on.
That's the first question I ask. Yeah. What is this money for?
There's a place for everything.
Sure.
Some of it might need to be in the market, but some of it needs to be safe.
That's it.
So you got varying things. And a lot of it depends on the individual situation, right, Jim?
Everybody's different. That's why I do a complete fact find on my clients. And I have some people say, I don't care. I don't worry about this money. I got plenty. Let's stay in the market. But if people come in and say, I want this for my kids, I don't want to lose it, I want it safe, or I want this for income, I need this income down the road, then I've got places to put it too.
That's why you do the consultation. And we offer a free consultation exclusively for our radio program listeners. Even if you're listening after hours or early in the morning and your office may not be open, pick up the phone, leave a message, make that move, and at least do some fact-finding to see if Jim can help you. Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Call Jim Bird.
625-1226.
625-1226 or toll-free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You have won Small Business of the Year before with the Eastern Shore Chamber. You're with the Better Business Bureau. You have an impeccable reputation, and feel free to do your own research about Safe Harbor Financial Services so that you feel confident.
And we also, Richard and I both, are best-selling authors. So I have a book called Victory, and Richard, your book is
Breaking the Tax Code.
He's got a couple of them.
Yeah,
yes.
And so we're authors. We also are authors. We're well-established in our fields. Richard is a well-known CPA. I've been doing this for 32 years in April. And Richard, I don't think you're that old yet, but you.
Well, I'm just about that old, but I had a stint working in the family business for 15 years before I became a CPA. But I've been a CPA for 23 years.
That's experience enough.
There's a lot of experience sitting here in the studio, and we encourage you to take advantage of it. You can also call Richard Lindsay of Zivac & Lindsay CPAs for a complimentary consultation. Just say you heard it on the radio.
633 4070.
633-4070.
I don't know. We got a little bit of time left, Laurie. And I just wanted to, Richard, you know, comprehensive financial planning is people don't understand that we're coordinating our efforts between you and I, CPA and Seth, and also Jim Roberts, our attorney, state planning attorney. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people come in seminars and they want to see all three of us.
Sure.
Because they've got issues, they got old wills or trusts, or there's a lot of tax questions out there now. And I tell them to call Richard. I said he'll give you a free 27-minute consultation if you want to, over the phone too, I think.
Sure.
And I told some this week to do that, and they're going to call him. But, you know, I'm not a tax expert. I try not to answer tax questions or legal questions.
So. That's why you've got the team for the comprehensive approach.
We're one of the few around that has this active team working together. I mean, refer people somewhere and all, but we all actually work together. We communicate and talk to each other a lot. So that's what we do.
And you can reach attorney Jim Roberts in Daphne at 626-34. 99. He also offers the consultation, 626-3499.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, in the couple of minutes we got, Jim, I wanted to throw out something for our listeners, pure information. Each year, the IRS releases something they call the Dirty Dozen. And what the Dirty Dozen is are tax scams that people try to perpetrate upon our listeners. And I want to identify a couple of those. And some of them will remain the same every year. There's a pervasive telephone scam going on. They call up and some of it's like phishing, trying to get information. They'll call up and say they're with the IRS and you need to pay right now, and you know, give me your Social Security number, and they might even know the last four digits, and they might know other things. But one of the things that has popped up this time and is number one is identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Identity theft is often the purview of the Federal Trade Commission, and it used to be that tax identity theft was about 10% of those claims. Last year, it was 43%.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
It has jumped to a huge problem. So it's something that our listeners need to be aware of when they're filing their tax returns. The best way to do it is to use a professional that's going to file it with encrypted electronic files and not have the chance of people stealing that information. Oftentimes what happens on tax identity theft really is that somebody else is filing a return just to get refund back. And what happens is then when you go to file your return, it gets hung up to 6 months maybe, until they, while you can prove you are who you are trying to get your money.
Yep. That's good, very interesting.
Good advice.
Thank you, Richard.
Richard does his stuff, folks, because I got a surprise audit in state. And he just said, give them to me and come into his office, not mine.
I'll take care of it. That's right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Zivac and Lindsay CPAs. Call Richard Lindsay at 633-4070. 633-4070. And by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll free 877-251-1984. Listen for Safe Investing in the New Economy each week at this same time on this same station. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose.